Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
If you have your Bibles close to you, I want to invite you to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And from the Old Testament scriptures found in the New International Version of the Holy Scriptures, we find these words written. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Verse 2, go down to the potter's house, and there will I give you my message. Verse 3, so I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. Verse 4, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Verse 6. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. The word of the Lord to the people of God. After the next selection from my wonderful wife, Sister Ramona Wood, and our music ministry, I want to talk to you today from the subject, the God who doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. The God who doesn't mind getting his hands dirty.
Of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. It's no goodness of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. And you sing it with me.
It's no goodness of my own,
but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
It's no goodness of my own,
but it's the hands of the Lord that's upon me.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's the hands of the Lord
I'm so thankful that I'm here. It's the hands of the Lord that's upon me. I'm so thankful that I'm here. It's the hands of the Lord that's upon me. Oh, 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 oh. It's the hands of the Lord that's upon me. Oh, 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 oh. God's hand is the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
That's why my subject is today, the God who doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. My brothers and my sisters, as all of us who are watching now know that we are living in the time of a pandemic named COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Unfortunately, there has not been a cure discovered as of this date for the coronavirus. But the Center for Disease Control tells us that there are at least three things that we can do to slow down the spread of the virus. And that is to wear face masks, practice social distancing from one another, and to wash our hands frequently. The CDC warns us to avoid shaking hands with other people and then touching our eyes, mouths, and our noses. They warn us that there's a possibility that we may contract the virus if we come in contact with persons who have the virus. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to abide by the recommendations of the Center for Disease Control. So, New Providence and friends, please don't get mad at me if you see me in a public place and I don't extend my hand of friendship to you. I'm just trying to abide by the recommendation from the Center of Disease Control. I am just trying to keep you and my own self safe as possible. Listen, I don't know about you, but I have never washed my hands so much over the past 60 years of my life. If Sister Wood and I go to any public place, immediately once returning to the car, she grabs the hand sanitizer and squeezes it into our hands. And then when we get home, she reminds me to wash my hands with soap and with water. Now, though we may have concerns with people and things that may cause us to have dirty hands, it is ironic to note this morning that we serve a God and walk with a God whose hands are always dirty. Now, I know some of you may have a problem accepting my previous statement. I know you're holy and you view God in a holy way. I know you were taught that God is a spirit and that he does not have hands and feet. But oftentimes, if you are a Bible reader, you know that the Word of God describes God often using anthropomorphic terms. In other words, they describe God in human terms. You know, the Bible talks about the eyes of the Lord are in every place. You know, they talk about the hands of the Lord moving individuals around, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're Bible readers. But if you will, this Sunday morning, let me present my case that God's hands are always dirty. That is what God shows the prophet Jeremiah down at the potter's house in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Now, to understand what is going on in Jeremiah, you've got to understand the context of the people of Israel at that time. Those of you who are good Bible readers know that after King David comes King Solomon. And then after King Solomon, there is King Rehoboam. Rehoboam was responsible for the division of the nation of Israel. Under Rehoboam's leadership. 10 tribes succeed and form the northern region, which is called Israel, with the capital being Samaria. The other two tribes form the southern region called Judah. So Israel is divided into the northern and southern kingdoms. Now, Israel is divided in the north and is led by a succession of kings. And the Bible says that each king in the north was worse than their predecessor. These kings led the people away from God. So as the result of their disobedience, God allowed the Assyrian army to conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. But the southern kingdom, Judah, is ruled by the lineage of David. And because of God's promises to David, what happens to the northern kingdom, Israel, does not happen to the southern kingdom called Judah. That's initially what took place. But if you fast forward some 200 years, the winds of disobedience that caused Israel, the northern kingdom, to lose to Assyria has now blown swiftly into the southern kingdom of Judah. Now, the people of Judah have rebelled against God, and God decides to send Jeremiah the prophet with a word of warning to the people of the southern kingdom of Judah that was not a popular or well-welcome message. And let me pause and say right here that it is not easy being a true prophet of God. Matter of fact, it is tough to be a prophet. Why, Pastor Wood? I'll tell you. Because oftentimes, the message that the prophet is required to give is not popular and well received by men. Oftentimes, people will get mad at the prophet for the message that the prophet is told to communicate. The message that Jeremiah was to give the people was not a happy message. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to be a prophet? Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, God tells Jeremiah in our text to go down to the potter's house. And God says, there, Jeremiah, will I give you my message to deliver to the people of Judah. So in verse 3, you still got your Bibles open, don't you? Jeremiah says, so I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working at the wheel. And let me just pause right here and let some of you know that God, just like this potter, is still at work in our world today. He is still forming and still shaping broken humanity into precious pieces for his divine use. Jeremiah says, I saw a potter working at the wheel. Now, if you know anything about making pottery, you know that a potter places clay on a wheel, and then the potter spins the wheel and applies water to the clay, which causes the clay to become pliable in their hands, that they may shape the clay into what they desire it to become. Jeremiah notices that the potter was shaping a pot on the wheel. He had the clay in his hands, in which he was spinning on the wheel to form this pot. In other words, for the potter to be able to shape and form the clay into what he desired it to become, guess what? He had to get his hands dirty. Wait a minute now. Somebody might be saying, well, Pastor Wood, what is clay? From the definition from the Science Learning Lab, is clay is a soft, loose, earthy material containing particles with a grain size of less than 4 micrometers. It forms as a result of the weathering and erosion of rocks containing the mineral group feldspar, known as the mother of clay. And this happens over vast spans of time. Now, that's a technical definition of what clay is, but the layman's term is clay is soil. In other words, clay is dirt. Why is clay dirt? Because clay is dirty. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad that the God that I serve does not mind getting his hands dirty while working on clay like Nathaniel Wood and those of you who are watching. I am so glad that the God of the universe keeps his hands on me in order to make me what he wants me to become. Can you say thank God for his hands? Jeremiah says that he sees the clay on the wheel in the potter's hand. But then he notices that the clay is marred in the potter's hands. That word marred depicts imperfect, scarred, or defective. You may be watching and you may feel that on the wheel of life, that your life is spinning out of control. Relationships spinning out of control. Kids spinning out of control. Your job may be spinning out of control. Your health may be spinning out of control. Your finances may be spinning out of control. And even some of us right now in our spiritual lives, we feel that our spiritual life is spinning out of control. But I have some good news to tell you. Jeremiah also saw that the clay was marred in the potter's hand. But Jeremiah lets us know that the clay was still in the potter's hand, even though it was defective, scarred, and broken. And that's good news for you and me. Listen, I may not, or you may not have it all together right now. You may be flawed. You might have made some mistakes, and all of us have. But it's good to know that even with all our flaws and all the mistakes that we've made, that the potter, God, will still keep us in his hands. The Bible says Jeremiah sees the clay spinning on the wheel in the potter's hands. And Jeremiah says, I see that the clay pot that the potter was trying to make was marred or scarred or defective in his hands. But then Jeremiah says, even though I noticed this, I noticed that the potter was able to form the defective piece into another pot, Lord have mercy, shaping it as seemed good to him. And I am so glad that God does not see like man sees. Man sees all the flaws and all the cracks and all the brokenness and all the failures. But I'm so glad, I said I'm so glad that God sees the potential in all of us. And I'm so glad that he knows what is best for us. I'm coming to a close. God tells Jeremiah to tell the nation like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Lord, have mercy. Did you hear what God tells Jeremiah? He tells Jeremiah to tell the nation, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. God, in essence, tells Jeremiah to see me as the potter who is working with the clay on the wheel. And in the case of our text, God is saying to Jeremiah, even though the nation of Judah has failed him miserably, that he still has his hands on them, and that he wants them to give them another chance to get right with him. And as I end this short message this Sunday, I need to remind some of you watching that all of us, just like Judah, has failed in our obedience to the word of God. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God this morning wants us to know that we, with all our flaws, with all our mistakes, are still in his hands. And that he doesn't mind getting his hands dirty to continue to work in our lives. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to keep me in his hands. I need the Lord to keep forming and shaping me. I need the Lord. I said, I need the Lord to keep his hands on me. Why? Because as long as I'm in his hands, he can make me and he can make you into what he wants us to become. Aren't you glad about it? So, if I am not what you think I ought to be right now, if I still make some mistakes along the way, I'm here to let you know, don't count me out. Why? Because the hand of the Lord is still upon me, and God is still forming and shaping me into what he wants me to become. So, I said, so, please be patient with me. For God, I said, God is not through with me yet. But when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. I shall be what he wants me to be. I shall. I shall become the image and likeness of God. Thank God that He does not mind dirtying His hands for you and for me.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.